a letter to Army asking for permission to put a guard on the place. There is no lack of looting in Germany. The foreign workers are interested in food and clothing, and they will go after it right under the machine gun fire. The other day, a Pole found a suit of clothes in a boxcar. As he carried it away, he said, "This, my pay, 5 years' work." In Nuremberg, a Russian walked down a street that was under small arms fire. He carried a huge cheese. It must have weighed 70 pounds. He was interested in that cheese, not in the firing. As a new burp gun opened up around the corner, an American corporal said, "Hey, Mac, you know any place around here where I can get some films developed?" There wasn't a building standing in a radius of a mile, but he was entirely serious. There are places down near the Czechoslovakian border where you can drive for 60 miles on a superhighway and meet no traffic. You are never sure where our forward elements are. And when you do find an outfit, they're never sure just where they are in relation to other units. The tired driver of an armored car said he remembered a town, but that was about 3 days ago, and he couldn't recall its name, but he'd had a glass of beer there, and it was a dusty little place. In the larger cities, there's occasional firing at night, but not very much. The werewolves aren't very active, at least not in the areas behind the 1st and 3rd Armies. The other night, we were caught in a traffic jam, leaving a